Let's go to the Rumba Revolution Hotline. Joe, is that Julie on the phone?
That would be Julie.
Julie, I love it. Julie Alexander. Let me get my notes here. Julie? Julie?
Hi.
Hey, Julie, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, good. This is Pat and Freaky Joe. We
Good.
kicked Justin out of the studio. We wanted to have you all to our own. Yeah,
Oh,
that's
well,
right.
I'm all yours.
I love it. Beautiful. How you been?
I've been good. How was your all Thanksgiving?
Oh, we're still recovering.
Oh, really? Food comas?
Oh, it was unbelievable. It was one of those you eat, go to sleep, wake up, eat, go to sleep. A little conversation in between.
Okay, what about football? Eat, go to sleep. Where's the football in that equation?
The football came Saturday. Well, it was the New England Patriots obviously took care of business. Yeah, there was a lot of football, no question. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, in between. It was one of those where I closed my eyes and I would listen to the broadcast, and I was dreaming about it. What was your highlight? What was your football game of the weekend that you couldn't miss?
Oh, the Jets. Are you kidding?
Ah, that's right. You're a Jets fan.
Come on now.
Well,
big game coming up
this
for you
Monday,
guys.
this Monday night, should I apologize right now for the whooping you're going to take?
Oh, please. Oh, please.
All right, I got to ask you one question. How bad does Rex Ryan want to be Bill Belichick? How bad does he want to be him?
Well, at least he won't have any Spygate, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah, he'll have a lot more problems. Trust me, it's all going to come out about Rex Ryan. He wears wigs. He talks bad about everybody he comes across.
He just wants to win. Give the man a break. He wants to win more than anyone else. And you know what? If he wants it that badly, he's going to get it.
Didn't you interview Mark Sanchez?
I did
Right.
a couple weeks ago, yeah.
I see where it's going now. So you're using your connections in the media to suck up to the players.
That is not
That's
true.
true.
That
What?
is not. That is erroneous.
Did you hear about this story that came? I just heard about it yesterday that Tom Brady is going to be coming out with a line of Uggs for men. Did you hear
A
about this?
line of Uggs? No, I heard about the whole hair issue,
Right.
but I didn't hear about the Uggs.
He is coming out, and apparently, I didn't realize this. Originally, Uggs, like what? How long have they been out? Maybe 10 years, almost. I don't know what it was. Out of Australia, but they were made for men. Women took it over, like they do most of everything. But now Tom Brady is coming out with a line. They're gonna call them the Mugs, I guess. Uggs for men. No, that's true.
I don't believe
I'm
you.
telling you, no, I'm telling you that's true. It's gonna be the biggest thing to hit the fashion scene, probably since I don't know, since he started wearing his hair like that about, a couple years ago.
See what Giselle did to him?
I know.
It's
Turned him around.
ridiculous. But at least she can model.
Yeah, she
She
can
can
do
model
that.
whatever he, brings out into the fashion world.
As long as she's making 30 mil a year, I think she probably tells him exactly what to do.
30 mil a year in euros. Let's not forget, she actually demands to be paid in euros.
Is she
So
really?
if you look at the exchange rate, she's making about, I don't know, maybe 50.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Julie Alexander from MTV's The Seven. Well, what do you got going on this week? I'm reading some of the highlights here, and it seems like you're going to teach us a lot because we don't know anything about Glee to start off with.
Well, that is a
Get me in.
disappointment. You
Talk to me.
should.
Convince me. Why do I need to watch and learn about Glee?
Okay, so here's the thing about Glee, and this is why it is so popular. It was a little show that could. It was a little show that started out, and it was a musical show, and people thought, oh, why would I want to watch a musical on
Yeah.
TV, a musical TV episodic show? But it really showed everyone that these kids are so talented, and why wouldn't you want to see your favorite songs performed on a weekly basis in a really new, creative, and interesting way? I mean, they take songs from Journey, from everyone, from musical theater to pop music to classical music to classic rock to country, and they just reinvent them. And it's creative, and it's just, you just want to see what they're going to do next.
So how many kids or people are in the Glee Club?
I believe there's seven of them. And we had actually Darren Criss, who plays the role of Blaine. He actually is not in their Glee Club. He's in a rival Glee Club. And so we had him on the show yesterday, and he played live in our studio. He played his rendition of Katy Perry's Teenage Dream. And you can actually see the video. You can go to the7.mtv.com and you can check out the video online. But he did it in an amazing way. It's unlike, it doesn't even sound reminiscent of Teenage Dream, but it sounds like a totally different song, but it was beautiful. And he was so genuine and so awesome, and he gave us a little Glee insider information. So he was really cool.
I think you may have me hooked. You might have me hooked, but Now, these kids, are they, what, late teens, early 20s, pretty much? I mean, that's a...
Yeah, I would say so. Late teens, early 20s, and they're playing high schoolers. So, you know, they've got a little bit of a maturity about them, but they're so talented, and they're so interesting. Each one of them has just a really great character.
Well, okay. Well, you know what? I may give it a shot. I have to, right?
Because try
I like
it.
The music. It's just tough to watch a musical.
Who are some of your favorite artists right now?
Some of my favorite artists right now. Well, it's got to be Eminem. It
okay.
has to be.
Pablo Picasso.
Okay.
Rembrandt. I've always.
Not those kind of artists.
Always.
Renoir. Big Renoir fan.
Van Gogh. What? What'd
yeah.
you say?
Yeah, he's good too.
Van Gogh. I've always respected those guys and their works.
That's a big DJ Khaled fan.
Love DJ Khaled.
Okay.
Actually, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Well,
see,
they did an entire. Okay, well, you have to YouTube it. They did an entire episode of just Lady Gaga songs. You would love it.
I'm Glee. She's trying to convince me to watch Glee.
I know. It's Sweep of the Nation.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You got to get on it. Get on that Glee train.
It's like the Arkansas Razorbacks basketball team. Get on it now because before you know it, we're going to be on the top of the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about that. But well, I definitely put my money on Glee.
Well, put your money on the Hogs too, Julie. Come on.
All right.
Talk a little bit about the Grammy predictions, huh?
Yeah, the Grammy predictions. Well, it's going to be interesting what they're doing this year. They're not doing their regular announcements. They are doing a concert to announce the nominations. So we don't know what those are yet. I believe those are tomorrow that's going to happen in L.A. So that'll be kind of interesting. They're mixing it up a little bit, have some cool performances. It might kind of be like a show in itself, which is kind of cool.
So they're doing a concert, and during that, that's when they're going to announce the nominees?
Exactly.
I like
yeah.
that. That's a great yeah. idea because usually it happens, and I found out who's being nominated like a couple of days later. I like this. It should be an event for like kind of like you know sports does it all the time when they announce the BCS Bowls and who's going to be in the NCAA tournament. So this is a good idea. I like it.
I like it. I like it too. Yeah, it's going to be new this year, and it's like why not take advantage of a really cool opportunity to present music to people.
What about the hosts for the Academy Awards that were announced this week? Are you cool with that?
I'm very cool with it. I'm a little concerned, I have to be honest. Anne Hathaway hosting the Oscars with James Franco. Both of them have a lot of Oscar buzz themselves, so it might be a little bit awkward if they do get the nomination and they don't win, and then they have to go on and keep performing, because I'm sure that they both really want that Best Actor or Actress nominee.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Independent Spirit Awards nominations were just announced, and James Franco's movie, 127 Hours, about the hiker who gets pinned under the boulder, that is getting so much buzz right now. It was just nominated for a Best Actor nod for him, Best Director, as well as Best Picture. And the Independent Spirit Awards are kind of, that's what gets the ball rolling on, you know, the foreign press, Hollywood foreign press, and everybody starts to catch that, and that's what really kind of fuels the Oscars. So if that's any indication, 127 Hours for James Franco is going to be uber successful, and to have him hosting as well as maybe accepting, that might be kind of cool but also kind of awkward. So I hope that it works out for both of them, really. I mean, it'll be interesting. I think it's cool that they're kind of bringing down the age range a little bit. I mean, last year we had Steve Martin, Alec Baldwin, and the combined ages of Anne Hathaway and James Franco don't even equal Steve Martin. So
right.
I think they're looking for a younger demographic, which I think it'll be nice.
Did you see Franco's movie?
I did not. You know what? I want to see it. I'm torn. I'm really on the fence. I want to see it for his performance. I know that he gives an astounding performance, but I don't like the idea of blood and gore, so I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a report that came out that people physically got sick.
Yeah, passed out,
watching
puked,
this
yeah.
Partner
I know.
Movie.
And
No,
I don't want to have any part of that. I just really am not a big fan of blood and gore and cutting off appendages. So,
Julie, sometimes you got to do what you got to do. One time, Pat sprained his ankle on the basketball court. We cut his leg off.
Yeah, it was just that happened.
As you should have. You put him out of his misery.
No, he's a best.
I can deal with blood and guts swelling. I just can't deal with
swelling.
No,
he is the best hopping shooter of all time, though.
Yeah, that's true.
We call him Pogo. He's amazing.
Awesome.
So what do you have? How far out do you guys schedule interviews and whatnot as far as celebrities go?
You know, it depends. It depends on their schedules as well. You know, if we have a celebrity that happens to be in New York for a couple of days, we may get just a sort of a last-minute thing. So we usually don't have any more than a couple days' notice.
Mm-hmm.
It usually happens pretty fast.
Okay. What should we look for today, do you know?
Top
secret? Do they keep it from you? Do the producers, like, try to keep it a surprise and make it fresh? So you're like, oh, I didn't know you were coming. How cool!
kind of. We have a lot of great stuff. It airs at 5 o'clock. It's the 7, 5 o'clock on MTV. And yeah, we've got a lot of good stuff on tap today.
I'm excited. Well, we'll tune in 4 o'clock Central Time, folks.
That's right, 4 o'clock Central. Don't forget.
That's okay. We got it. We're all over it.
Awesome.
Hey, appreciate you. Have a great week.
Go Patriots.
Oh, I can't agree with that. I'm going to say go Jets.
Okay, maybe we're going to put a little wager on this.
Have you had Tom Brady on the show yet? I know you had Mark Sanchez on.
We haven't, but I'll tell you what. If the Patriots win, actually, no. I'm going to say if the Jets win, you guys have to watch Glee.
Okay. I'll
give you a rundown.
Okay.
And if the... Can you do something? Can you wear a Patriots jersey on air on TV?
Absolutely not. I would rather shoot myself.
Wow, that seems excessive. What about cutting off an appendage? Is that another question?
No, that would get some pretty good ratings, though.
Let's see. What can we do? Could you drop Tom Brady's name in conversation? Would that be fair?
Oh, so Rihanna, you're looking good, Tom Brady.
Well, he's coming out with the Uggs, the line of Uggs that you can mention probably. Could you do a story about Tom Brady coming out with his line of Uggs?
How's he getting a line of Uggs? What are they called? Uglies?
No, mugs.
Mugs. Get your
own
ideas.
I'm going to have to look into that because I know Jimmy Choo designed a line for Uggs. I don't know about Tom Brady, but if we do, we'll have Kevin wear them.
Is Jimmy
okay?
Are Jimmy Choo's going to be all whacked out color-wise? Have you seen the line?
No, but it'll probably be Patriots colors.
That's awesome.
That'd be great.
He's one of my favorites.
Wait, Jimmy Choo or Tom Brady?
Jimmy Choo. I can't afford anything the dude does, but, you know, sometimes it's like, hey,
it's great to look.
Being transgender is not so bad. I might think about being a woman. They got such cool shoes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know, well, I don't know if you saw this. The reason that popped in my head was because the LPGA reversed its own ruling, and now because their ruling used to be you had to be a female at birth to be on tour. Now they are officially allowing transgender golfers on tour. This just came out. Michael Wan, who is the LPGA commissioner, decided this. It just came out. And there's a woman named Lana Lawless, 57-year-old, underwent gender reassignment in 2005. And
Lana Lawless, didn't she wrestle in the WWF?
No, they're thinking of Lucy Lawless, who was on.
Lucy Lawless.
She was, is that her brother or her sister?
Zena.
There, Princess Warrior. Anyway, she won the. Lawless won the Women's World Championship in a long drive in 08, but was barred from competing this year because Long Drivers of America. Yeah. Which oversees the event, changed its policy to mirror that of the LPGA, but now they're flipping it again, so they're opening it up for...
Let her in.
We're all about being inclusive around here, Julie.
Come on, Julie, let her in.
Absolutely. Let's be progressive.
What's wrong with you?
As long as we've been talking about cutting off appendages, it seemed like a perfect time. Anyway, we'll let you go before we get in trouble. We'll talk to you very soon.
What was the bet? Jets win?
Well, you know what? We'll get you to say go Patriots next time you're on the show.
This is, we're going to play it as a liner. We'll record
it and
play it as a
liner. I'd like to see y'all try.
I'm Julie Alexandria. Go Patriots. If you lose the bet, that's the bet.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take that. If I lose the bet, I'll say go Patriots. And if you guys lose, you got to watch Glee.
I will come on the air and say Glee is my new favorite show.
Amazing.
Okay, done.
Done and done.
What a pair of mugs.
All right. Thanks,
talk to you
guys.
Soon.
Bye.